All right. First of all, let me just have everyone introduce themselves.
My name is Jordan Richardson, and I am the vice president of the Knoxville FCCLA chapter.
I'm Kelsey Willardson, and I'm the president of our chapter.
Hi, I'm Miss Bolton. I am the FCCLA advisor.
Hi, I'm Kristen Anderson, and I'm the treasurer of our chapter.
All right, and we're here talking today about a FCCLA project that has actually won a state award and is going to be going to nationals. So whoever wants to start, go ahead and talk about just the project that you guys are doing and what's the background story behind it.
We did a fundraiser for Camp Heart Connection, which is a specialty summer camp for children who are suffering with cancer. We raised money by setting off floating lanterns during Living Windows and collecting donations, and we're continuing to collect donations until the end of the school year that we will continue to send to Camp Heart Connection.
And how did this project come about?
I was a camp counselor for Camp Heart Connection this past summer, and I was inspired to help these kids be able to go because it's very costly to take care of that many children with such serious illnesses. So when I returned to Knoxville after the end of the summer, I gave the idea to my FCCLA chapter, and we turned it into an event, and we've done very well with it.
Jordan and Chrissy, when you guys heard this idea from Kelsey, what was the reaction of the chapter?
My first reaction was, I think this is a great project because I myself have had medical problems, and being around kids in the hospital helped me get over being sick and everything. So that was something that I was glad when Kelsey brought it back, when she said that these children could be with their peers that were going through the exact same thing. That really got me interested in doing the project.
When I first heard about it, I thought this was a great project, being able to help these kids with such severe illnesses. It takes a lot of money to be able to support that, and being able to raise money for that is a great idea.
And Ms. Bolton, when you helped them out, the project was kind of on the ground and going, but as you came back, you started here second semester, is that correct?
Yes.
And so how did you help them organize this project in terms of making it successful to win at a state level?
Well, when I came back, the girls, they shared the project with me, shared the pictures, and so then I said that we could turn it into a star event. So the girls got together, they really did everything. They planned the board, they planned their speech. They put everything together. We went to districts. Six teams moved on from there. After that, we went to state the Monday of spring break. And out of 13 teams, only two moved on. And we were one of those top two. So we will go to Tennessee. And I'm very proud of these girls. And they did a great job.
What is the competition judged on when you show the project to the judges at an FCCLA type event? What are they looking for?
I think a big thing they want to see is how we impacted the community and how FCCLA either helped someone, helped the community, and how it really affected not only the students, but a community-wide effort.
They're also looking for how it can relate back to our family and consumer sciences education classes, which this tied back to at least two of our classes, family relations and child development.
In family relations, we learned families that are going through a crisis, they could use a lot of help, and Camp Heart Connection helps them be able to get through that, and they also have a sibling camp that helps the siblings be able to get through the difficulties of sibling having cancer.
And so when is Nationals then?
July 7th through the 11th in Nashville, Tennessee.
And that's a trip that you guys are already getting lined up and getting ready to go on. What will happen there when you guys get there then? Just kind of the same thing, or is there conferences involved?
There is one day of competition where we'll go against other states, but in between that, we have different conferences, different workshops they can go to, and they can network with other students. Also, they can network with all the kids in Iowa who are going. So they'll learn different leadership skills, and yeah.
That'll be fun. And I know that, Kelsey, I think you said during the school board meeting, too, this is a project that you hope will be able to be continued through after all three of you graduate.
Yes. Jordan and I both have younger siblings that are FCCLA members are going to be FCCLA members, and we're hoping that they continue on with this project next year and years to come, because my sister partook in it this year and she really enjoyed it, as did Jordan's younger brother.
My brother also partook in it. He is the secretary of our FCCLA chapter, so he already has a office, so we're hoping he's very excited to continue this next year.
All right, and if anyone's interested in learning more about this project, how can they find out?
I would say they could contact me at the high school and I can give them more information.
All right. Anything else you guys would like to add today?
Just thank you for everyone who donated, and Mrs. Jensen helped a lot when I was not here, and just thank you.